The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. In July of 2013, while in the hospital, Randy Travis flatlined.
And I went in his room after the doctors told me I needed to kind of let go, and I asked Randy if he wanted to fight, and like I said, he was in this coma state, but he squeezed my hand and this little tear fell down his cheek, and I just know that he's not ready to give up.
Next on Life Today.
It's like, it's in some ways, it's like a homecoming and a reunion. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today and all of you. Randy Travis, a miracle walking. He's here with us. Randy joined our outreaches more than 15 years ago, and he began to try to help us win people to Christ, to help us feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty. Matter of fact, he came, Betty, to our Christmas mm-hmm. celebration, where we really raised a tremendous amount of support to continue drilling water wells, now over 5,000, and we're doing that right now. But his wife, Mary, who literally, now you talk about an angel. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna cut a picture in right here where I went to the hospital and the man has had a stroke. We're gonna need to tell you more about it in detail. But I'm there with Randy, and he has been hit so hard. This is in the early days of the struggle, but he knew I was there. I'm looking at the picture myself, and I'm happy because he was happy that I was there. And Mary, as I said, she's an angel sent by God to lift him up out of the pit of literally death and destruction and just love him with an unconditional love. And they are a beautiful married couple, Mr. and Ms. Travis. And I mean, this is great. Would you welcome Randy and Mary Travis to Life Today? Mary, I remember walking in that room, and I can't tell you the joy to know that he not only recognized me, but there seemed to be a sense of appreciation. It was more like maybe help and prayers coming. How important was prayer in this journey and in support of you? What did that mean to the two of you?
Well, so many different times during this 6 months, 5.5 months that we were in the hospital, that was all we had, was prayer, and just knowing that God was walking beside us. He was present with us. He was in the doctor's hands. He had their hands, but the power of prayer, the letters, and the folks that reached out to us just to say we're praying. That was the wind beneath our wings. That's all we had to rely on at the time, because we weren't trying to make it day to day. We were trying to make it second to second. Mm-hmm. They had taken a lot of the hope away from us at one point in time, and said we just need to pull the plug on him because he has these hospital-borne bacterias now. He's very septic. They can't get on top of it. He had his chest tubes, his feeding tubes, his skull was stored in his stomach to keep that viable for whenever they would be able to place that again. He had had 3 bouts of double pneumonia. He had had 3 tracheotomies, had been intubated 6 or 7 times at this point, had ART lines for medication to the heart, and at one time I counted 38 IVs stuck in him. So they didn't, by the time we had gotten to Tennessee, they just didn't think that he could make it through anymore, and he was down to right at 100 pounds. And so, but that's when and this is when you know that God is present, because he is in a semi-coma state. And I went in his room after the doctors told me I needed to kind of let go, and I asked Randy if he wanted to fight, and like I said, he was in this coma state, but he squeezed my hand, and this little tear fell down his cheek, and I just know that he's not ready to give up. The guy's, he's got the heart of an angel and the soul of a warrior. And so I went back and I told the doctors, I said, God's got other plans for this man. And we intend to be present when he needs us. So y'all need to give it everything you have and let's keep moving forward. So.
Randy, look over at me. Are you glad you fought?
Yep.
Did you have our angel sitting here?
Yep.
And did those prayers lift you up?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you glad when I walked in the room just to love you a little bit?
Yep.
It meant a lot to you too, didn't it, Mary?
Absolutely, it meant a lot to me. I needed that.
Yep. Yo, Benny, what do you think when you see him? I mean, you know you love him. You know what Randy means to us and how much he's loved us and what we do.
Well, you know, it's in times like this, in really serious times, that we can feel the presence of God around us. And I'm sure you look back and you say, God did really carry you. Because you had to be exhausted at times.
Exactly.
You probably stayed there with him most of the time.
Oh, every day, every night. Didn't spend a night away from him, no. Mm-hmm.
And you
I
come away.
To.
Yeah, you come away saying.
I'd waited too long for him. I wasn't going to leave him.
You look back and you say, God really was good, wasn't he?
He was.
Because it is a miracle.
He was so good to us. And you know, being in a hospital environment, you learn so much, and I know that y'all have fought staph infections that are just that feel like mountains you can't climb, and the doctors don't know what to do. So you know that it's God's wisdom that comes down and takes over. And there's times in the hospital where they'd come in and try to give him somebody else's medication, and so you just there's a reason why you're there. To love someone through something like this. And I know, James, you had asked me earlier, is there anything that you would like for people? No, all I want people to know so bad, just don't ever give up. Mm-hmm. God doesn't read medical records. And the medical records are, that's just, those are the human limitations on what we know, what our knowledge
right.
is, but it doesn't even touch on the knowledge of God and what His plan is for us. So He's not reading medical records, and I just want to tell people to fight for the one that they love, to be present, to take God's lead, and help guide them through whatever. And then when we got out of the hospital after 5.5 months, it was 2.5 years of therapy every single day for 4 hours a day. And they said he had never walked. They said he'd be hospital, you know, in and out of the hospitals the rest of his life and bedridden. Well, we weren't buying in. They were selling and we weren't buying. So God has a different plan.
Well, I told him earlier before we walked out of here.
Don't give up.
We're going to hear him sing Three Wooden Crosses that he'd been here with us. But and I think by the grace of God, he's going to sing Amazing Grace to us. But the thing that I want you to tell our viewers, because you've started a foundation. See, what is really happening to a lot of people, they can't diagnose this. They misdiagnose it. And you'll hear Mike Hayes, an incredible pastor, tell a story of what happened at the same time. It just drives it home. And we're going to do two programs on this. I'll be back tomorrow. Mike Hayes will be here. He'll comment on that, what happened, the significance. And then also Mike will be talking a little later in the week with me. Well, what was the name? I know it's kind of hard to say. What did he have that they misdiagnosed?
Viral cardiomyopathy.
All right, and it's easily misdiagnosed, right? And the misdiagnosis is what then allows it to take this real death grip, correct?
Right.
Now, you've started a foundation to try to educate people, including the medical community, so that you can save people's lives and they not be impacted like he has been physically. Tell me what the name of the foundation is and how do people go there?
Randy Travis Foundation, Randy Travis Foundation.org, and the mission is obviously early diagnosis of viral cardiomyopathy. It is a virus that hits the heart and does its damage rather rapidly, according to...
But you could set it off if you diagnose it properly,
it
and that's what you're
offset,
trying to help educate.
Right.
There is the website. And to all of you, those of you here, if you could touch, and wait till you hear my case, what happened the exact same time, very important you hear it, and that'll be in the program tomorrow. But there is the website, and I want you to pray, God, can I help? And then help them. We don't try to protect our donors from helping people do what God wants done. So I hope you'll really be praying for them. And we're just believing God for miracles. Now, I want us to listen to you here, way back, you know, and you're singing Three Wooden Crosses. You liked that song, didn't you?
Yeah.
A lot of people like that song.
Yeah.
I want us to live. Would you like to hear Randy Travis when he sang Three Wooden Crosses right here? All right, we're going to go there together. Let's all watch.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left a harvest, a home and 80 acres. Faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. That preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and that preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess you know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Oh, man, you like that song, don't you?
Yeah.
You like that message?
Yeah.
I love you, buddy, and Mary. It's been my privilege to be lifting you up in prayer.
Yeah.
And you know it's all amazing grace our nation needs, and it's amazing grace that's lifted you up.
Yeah.
And all of us. Could you sing the first verse of Amazing Grace for us? You think you could take a shot at that? All right.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found, was blind, a bad
Let me have that good old strong hand. Father, I just want you to get to Randy back where he can use both his hands and his voice. And I want to thank you for your amazing grace, because it's not by works of righteousness. It's all your grace. And I just thank you for Mary. And I want you just to pour your love out all over me, your grace. And we'd like to have Randy back where he can do the things you gifted him to do for your glory in Jesus' name. Yeah. Are you glad to see Randy and Mary sitting here? Just the grace of God. Mary, we want to talk to you again on the program tomorrow about, you know, what's in your heart and what you want to see, and just continue to thank people for prayer. But, you know, if we can see this part of the miracle, we can see God heal a broken nation, broken relationships, broken families. I mean, He's a miracle worker. And Randy, you want to see that, and you want to be a part of it. And I believe God's going to give you more songs, and I'm just going to be holding on, you know, for you to sing. I know both of us are going to sing well in heaven. I can't sing well here, and I haven't had a stroke, man. But when I sing, it causes other people to have a stroke. I mean, it's not healthy, Randy, for me to sing. But in heaven, you're going to listen to me sing. I'm going to hang on there, buddy. I'm singing now. And when you're there, you can sing. But I want you to be able to sing again now. And I want all of you, I want you to have a song in your heart. I want you to have a message in your life. And tomorrow we're going to talk to them more about what does God want to show us through the things that we're walking through, and how can we actually really move together like the family of the perfect Father. You know, Randy, one of the biggest blessings that we ever had, and this is in the early days of when we started drilling those water wells. Mm. And when you came at that first time to help us, they were only $3,600, but the cost of energy, other things, just all the things, it's $4,800 now. But you stepped in at the first to help us drill water, because you say if a cup of water in Jesus' name, you know, you wanted everybody to understand that. So we've drilled 5,000. And by the way, you don't know this, but I want to spend the rest of my life helping people all over this world share water for life and talk about the water of life that inspires us to want to give that cup of water. So right now, just for both of you to know, we're still drilling those water wells. And we're going to ask all of our viewers and those here in the audience to help us drill 400 more wells. And we've had just under 200 that were so critical that had we not already moved in and started, people would have just died. Really, it's indescribable. And we've got another neat thing where you can't get a drilling rig in. We've got a filter system that we can give three families. This is so cool. I mean, you know, $4,800, we ask God to raise people up. But we can give people a filter. We can give three families clean filtered water for $100, no matter where they live. So I want you to watch this. You're going to be blessed. All of you, just look in and watch and then say, God, what do I do to be somebody's miracle? Watch closely.
Tears. We have all shed them. But for millions of people around the world, they're a daily reminder of hardship, pain, and loss. Sometimes the tears won't flow simply because of emotional exhaustion. Other times, they won't stop because the pain is overwhelming. It's especially true for those who have lost a child or a loved one simply because they had no access to clean drinking water. In Madagascar, this man, Fernando, lost his wife, two children, and a brother, all to waterborne disease. And now he must watch his surviving niece drink from the same source of contaminated water.
And I just pray, Lord, that you would comfort him right now. And we're just having to tell the story again. It's just so sad. But I ask you to bless him for sharing it with us so that we can help so many people.
Yes, there is a way to stop tears of heartache like these before they ever fall. Through Mission Water for Life, we can restore hope to those in need around the world. And by our giving, we can comfort the brokenhearted and replace their tears with joy.
Well, boy, I tell you, my heart's full of so much emotion, honey. I just flashed back when I was looking at those mothers in Lewisant, and I remembered that we had been with our daughter, Robin, who has been in this battle with cancer. And they said that she was not going home from the hospital. And we said, all the family said, yes, she is. She's going home. And Betty said, we're going to fly back home. I'm going to get all my belongings, and I'm going to stay with her. We don't need a hospice. I'm going to be there. And we flew home. And then we got the call from Kitty. And he said, she's gone. And there's no way to tell you. I mean, we couldn't stand without holding each other up. But here's what I want you to understand. And I know this, if there'd been anybody watching, anybody here, anybody watching on television, that could have walked in that room and said to our daughter Robin and to us, here's all you need. You'd have done it. And Betty, our viewers, our audience here, people all over the world, can go to those precious people and put the joy that they saw at the end of the water well. They can walk in and say, we have the answer. Here
it is. Absolutely. And we personally know what those tears of pain feel like, because we've lost a precious child, just as this man had lost his wife and children and all those that he loved. His tears of pain. But we want to be a part of turning those tears of pain into tears of joy. And as you can see, as the children, when we're able to drill a well, the children get around and the water pumps up, and they're so excited. You'd think it was Christmas time. But they're so thrilled, and the smiles on the mother's faces, because they know that now their child may have a chance to live and not die. So please join with us. We can drill these wells. We can feel the need of these children and these families that are dying because of diseased water. Please help us.
You are the miracle that people cry out for. You really are. It's not wishful thinking. You really are the miracle. And you can come in and say, here is life. We want to give you water for life because of the water of life. So here's what I'm asking you to do, and I'm really believing you're going to do it. $100 will give three families a filter system that won't drill one of the wells, but where we can't get the drilling rigs in because of the terrain. We've got something for them now, okay? Now, please listen to me, because I really believe this will happen. If you can drill a well, they're $4,800. I believe right now you're going to go online or you're going to call, take your bank card and say, here's a check. I'm using my bank card like a check. I'm going to put it in the mail. If you put it in the mail, make it to life. But call us and tell us, I'm mailing a well, $4,800. If you can get part of a well, $1,200, $40, $2,400, then pray someone joins you with another $24 or $3 with another $1,200. Most of the support comes from people who give $48, and that gives 10 people water, the miracle they need. $144, this is an example, gives 30 people basically water the rest of their life. I'm believing every one of you watching, every one of you, are going to right now, with God's direction, say, here's my gift of love. Here's my part in the miracle people are longing for. Get your bank card, go online, or dial the number. Be determined to get through and make the gift God puts in your heart, please. If you get a busy, because people could be calling for prayer, because this has been a very high-impact program, and we're going to pray with them. Be determined and get through and make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you for doing it. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and in His Word and His truth. Thank you so much for giving the greatest gift, the gift of life and the love of God.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or perhaps die of thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can't end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. A gift of $48 will provide disease-free water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide clean water straight from the ground for 30 people. Please also consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our drilling rigs are unable to reach. As our thank you, we'll send you the books Words of Jesus and Words of Healing. One contains only the words of Jesus, and the other scriptures for healing in your body, mind, and soul. With your $100 gift, you can receive both hardbound and softbound editions of these scripture promise books. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our beautiful hand-sculpted Determined Eagle bronze. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I tell you what, God was with us today. We're going to say goodbye to Randy and Mary in a minute, but I want you to know the words of Jesus, that's all this is, just His words. And this is phenomenal. And words of healing. Wow. Powerful. We just said thank you for being a miracle, the beautiful Determined Eagle, beautiful bronze. Randy and Mary will be back with us again tomorrow. Would you give them a big thank you for being here today?
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Tell your friends to watch tomorrow.
They'll be blessed.
Tomorrow, Randy and Mary Travis share the hope of life after a stroke.
The way we look at it now is we have a new song to sing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.